You're listening to SBS News.
Ya Pulina, Yarawacha, Taralia, Palawa, Warawia, and that's good eye, how are you, and welcome to Aboriginal land.
Oh. These Tasmanians are trekking to the top of Wokalina, a small mountain in the northeast of the state. They're completing the Wokalina Walk, a multi-day trek with Aboriginal guides. During the walk, the guides teach the guests about Tasmanian Aboriginal history, culture and practices. General Manager Intern Warina Burgess.
I feel very proud. That makes me very, very proud and very happy to know that people are willing to come and learn this history.
She says before the COVID-19 restrictions began in March, the Wokalina Walk attracted visitors from all over the world.
It has affected us quite a bit due to a lot of our guests being international and mainland Australia. But in a way it's been okay for us as well, because it's given us the opportunity to really focus on Tasmania and the community here, which them living here in Tasmania, they should definitely be aware of what country they're on and the history and the people.
The Wokalina Walk operates seasonally, with trips departing every Sunday from late September, early October until Easter. The pandemic began at the end of the 2019-2020 season, and two trips had to be cancelled. The new season began as normal in October 2020, but with the borders closed, Tasmanians like Heather Gluyas and Belinda Kendall-White booked out the trips.
No, it really made our decision. We've done a couple of little trips around Tasmania to try and support regional Tasmania.
It's something I wanted to do from when it first started.
Carlita Thomas is one of the guides on the Wokalina Walk.
That's a lot of things that, you know, Tasmanians find is that, you know, they travel all over the world, but then they don't even travel their own backyard before going and do so. And then when obviously things go a little bit pear-shaped and they aren't allowed to go out and travel, I guess in one way that is really good for them, because then they can learn about their own history.
Before guests depart on the walk, they meet with some of the elders in the community and are shown cultural items, including woven baskets. Auntie Audrey Frost is delighted at the opportunity.
It's a privilege. It's lovely to think that we're meeting people who actually come forward and really want to get to know us as a people, identify us as who we are, and respect us as for what we are.
Each Sunday morning before a new group departs on the walk, Auntie Sharon gets up before dawn to prepare the lunches.
Everybody that works on the walk is very proud. Our young guides come alive out on country, you know, and it's just, we do say to our guests, it's a journey, which it is, because it's quite unique.
Although 2020 has been a challenging year, mainland Australians are discovering the walk, and Auntie Sharon hopes the international guests will come back soon.
I haven't reached our full potential yet, I don't think. I really don't. As I say, it's not just a walk, it is a journey.
Sarah Maunder, SBS News.